Hello, hello, hello. Greetings, 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 everyone. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for joining us for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We have been in a bit of a hiatus. We have taken a small break. You know, we just had to regroup, rejuvenate ourselves, and get a lot of things that we're working on together. So we just took a little bit of a break. We hope that you have enjoyed some of the replays that we've been sharing, and we strongly encourage you to please make sure that you share our broadcast with others. If this is your first time joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are always so pleased to have new listeners, and for you loyal listeners, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join in with us. As we try to do every single week, we provide you with news, information, and resources that will be of help to you and the communities that you serve. So without further ado, I am so very pleased to be able to share with you our next guest. I'm going to allow her to come to you in her own way to talk about who she is and what she does and why she does it. So get prepared for a great interview. But I will let you know that I have had the opportunity to interact with this young lady, and it hasn't been a very long time, but upon our meeting each other, and if I'm right, I think it might have been about a year ago when we met. And just her energy, her spirit, she said she had heard of me. I had actually heard of her. We just had not had the opportunity to connect. So that was just an instant bonding, an instant interest in what we do, a genuine desire to connect. And so our schedules have been what they've been, and we've not had that opportunity to really get together the way that we wanted to until recently. So now that we have connected, we've had a chance to talk and to share, and she happens to be free today for the show. So I wanted to take full advantage of that. She is the executive director and founder of Take My Wings Back, and she is none other than LaToya Mitchell. So, family, welcome LaToya to the show.
Hello, Joyce. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for being a guest on our show today.
Oh, no problem at all. I'm glad to be a part of your show.
So, you know, I'm just one of those people. I just like to jump right in because we have a limited amount of time and a lot of questions. There's a lot of information that I'm sure that you have to share that will be of use to our listeners. So I'm excited about it. So I'm just going to jump in. For these next few minutes, what I'd like for you to do is just tell our listening audience who you are and talk about your organization. So for the next little while, the floor is yours.
All right. Well, again, my name is LaToya Mitchell. I am the executive director and founder of Take My Wings Back. Our theme, if you will, is the power of a second chance. Our mission at Take My Wings Back is very simple, but is very powerful to us. Our mission at Take My Wings Back is to stop domestic violence by bringing awareness to the community through togetherness and education, which we know will result in a change for all. So we have just been very excited about getting out in the community, bringing awareness to the city of Memphis, to women, men, children, organizations, collaborating with other organizations on getting the awareness out with domestic violence. We are strongly aware that this is a huge issue here in the city of Memphis and you know, nationally. So we're just doing our small part to try to bring a stop to domestic violence here in the city of Memphis.
And you said a small part, but you are doing amazing things. You're doing some really good things, some really positive things. And as I said when I introduced you, I had the opportunity to learn about you long before I'd ever met you. So I felt like when we finally did meet each other for the first time, it's like, okay, well, we see each other in person, but I know you and I know your work, and it precedes you. So, you know, I'm just really pleased, like I said, to just have you on the show and us being able to connect and talk about what you do. So I will jump right into that, if you will. Just give us a couple of examples of some of the services that you offer with Take My Wings Back.
Okay. Okay, well, in addition to the awareness that we bring, we understand that awareness is one thing, but there has to be action taken in regards to domestic violence. So our services that we provide, focal points are training. We are very strong about training victims and survivors and advocates of domestic violence. There's three main areas that we focus on, but it's not limited to these areas. One would be mentoring. It's very important that victims and survivors understand that they have someone to talk to vent to, you know, help them and guide them along the way. So we have a huge mentoring program, and some of that is done one-on-one. Some of that is done in group sessions where we have workshops. And the second area that we focus on is career readiness. This area we focus on assisting individuals with resume writing. We help with mock interviews, practicing these behavioral questions that are asked by employers here in the workforce, and assisting with tangible items such as clothes and suits, you know, to wear to these interviews. Again, some of the things that we take for granted each and every day, we try to provide and give back to the individuals. And third would be financial literacy. We offer training in this area, all the way from personal savings to managing your funds. Now, there's a lot of, you know, financial literacy is huge. It's a broad area. And from a victim standpoint, sometimes they have never been in a position where they have managed the funds or been, you know, the person bringing in the income. So being able to help them learn how to, you know, do basic, you know, savings and how you manage your day-to-day funds in the household, we work on that. And then, you know, some victims are trying to get out of relationships. It's very easy for us to say, well, just leave. Well, why don't you just leave today? We know that, you know, money, funds are needed to leave. So
right.
Help individuals save and prepare to leave these relationships. So, again, the financial literacy area is really big. I think we all could, you know, take some tips from that. So, again, those areas are what we focus on in the training services that we offer, mentoring, career readiness, and financial literacy.
Okay, and for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. We welcome you for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. And for those who may be joining us for the first time, again, welcome. We really appreciate having you on the show. You know, for those who may not be familiar with Walking Into a New Life and our mission, Walking Into a New Life's mission is to provide tangible resources for individuals who have been affected by domestic violence. So each month we try to host an event, program, service that is catered around resources that will help a survivor transition from a place of victim to victorious. And I like the fact that, Latoya, you talked about awareness to action. When you talk about awareness to action, that's a big deal for me, so much so that I write about it a lot. And I had an article published in the Memphis Flyer last year, and that's what it was called, awareness to action, because it's one thing to make people aware of domestic violence, domestic abuse, and its many different forms, but it's got to be followed with some sort of tangible action that people can use so that as they do make that transition of leaving, you know, I always say one of my signature speeches is called I Left, Now What? And it was called that because we always tell people leave, 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 or we always imply it. But, you know, now what do I do? There's a whole other set of issues, problems, and concerns that I'm going to have when I leave. And so most people know that they need to leave. They have a pretty good understanding that what they're dealing with is not right, it's not healthy, it's not good for me, it's not good for my children. You know, they understand that, but they have to also understand that when they leave that situation, that they're coming into a whole other set of problems, and we have to make sure that we are being good stewards over our words, and that as we're talking to them, we're giving them the tools and the resources that they need in order to succeed.
Right, and you made a very good point that we have to be very careful about the direction that we give, the advice that we give, because it could, you know, it could save someone's life, or it could put them in more harm. And so,
absolutely.
Again, we talk so much about you can leave, you leave, leave. And individuals who've not been a part of domestic violence or who does not know anyone close-knit that's been in domestic violence, they don't understand that the hard part really starts when you leave. So it's very, very easy to say, you know, to be very judgmental and say that. We just need to be very careful about that because, you know, it's not as easy as it may sound.
Absolutely. Very, very well said. I like the fact that you all have those core areas, and I believe that's one of the things that I gravitated to you most about, is because Take My Wings Back has a lot of the same ideas and ideals about holistically helping a survivor after the fact. You know, so we don't want to just tell you to leave. We don't want to just tell you, oh, that's great that you did, but we're actually giving you those tools that you need so that you can put yourself in a position to not have to return. And a lot of times, especially with the financial literacy piece, and I love the fact that you said it's something, those are some things that we can all use,
and
you know, whether you
accounting, you know, numbers and finances, my background, so I'm the first one to be the student in the classroom to take on any
all right.
advice.
And I am not good at it at all. You know, I do well in some regard and some other. I am still very much a student. So it's funny to hear you say that because that is your background. So I guess, you know, this would be.
I think we all fall short at some point. I think we all fall short.
Well, you know, I think that that's probably a good segue, though, into talking to you about a little bit about who you are, you know, just because I know that that's your background and that you are family-oriented and you love community. But if you would, just tell the audience a little bit about you and what made you decide that this is something that you wanted to take on.
Well, my background, again, it is accounting and finance, management. I've been in corporate America for probably the bulk of my life. And so the areas that I am bringing to the organization are not only the key areas that we believe that allow or enable victims to go back to the relationships. These are areas that I am actually trained in myself. And so these are the areas, I mean, it seems like, well, you know, you pick these three areas, oh, how perfect. But no, it was really God, because, you know, the things that I've been doing and working in corporate America and teaching and training and facilitating, there were some days I was thinking, Laura, why am I working two jobs? You know, why am I, you know, still working? But how long am I going to be able to do this? And it wasn't until I got to the very end to where I was able to say, this is why you had me doing this. This is why you allowed me to do this training or to allow me to be teaching. So I have been able to bring in the my background, my educational background, my corporate background, and my personal I love for, you know, finance and training individuals into the organization. You're right. I do like to sow into the community, but I am very family oriented. I'm married. I have children. I have two children, and personally, I love to travel, to say the least. But for the most part, helping others, developing others, is truly a passion of mine. So. It seems like everything just kind of, you know, come into play. How Take My Wings Back got started, I wish I could tell you this, you know, this great, you know, story on how this all came about, and I was just sitting around, and I just decided I was going to come up with an organization. Joyce, you know what? It did not happen like that, okay? I was really at a point in my life where I said, you know what, things are going well, you know, work-wise. I'm happy in this area, but I want to do some volunteer. And so around the summer of 2015, I was trying to, you know, just pick an organization. I've actually done a lot of volunteer in the city, you know, with food banks and Angel Trees and different things, and I love those organizations. But It wasn't until I actually started helping victims or coming into contact with domestic violence victims. And I decided for myself that I was going to do this one-time event. And this event was going to be an awareness event, and I was going to have speakers and vendors, and people were going to come out and talk. And it was just going to be this one-time event, and that was going to be my way of giving back. And I, you know, I planned it all, and I ran, and I got my family to help me. My family is a huge, huge support. My volunteers, they came out really, really strong to assist. And after the event, again, everything went really well. I thought, okay, well, I did my part, and then I quickly found out that, again, that was not God's plan. That was my plan, but God's plan was much bigger than this. And
always.
As you know, people start calling and saying, hey, you know, can you come out and, you know, join us at this event? And I'm thinking, like, huh? That wasn't the plan, you know. And
right.
So basically it came about because I was trying to find a way to give back. And throughout the process, I've learned more and more that there is a huge need for awareness with domestic violence. And so, you know, I basically kind of gravitated to, you know, the needs of the individuals in the community. And 2 years later, here we are. I must say, I do have a family member who died as a result of domestic violence, and I was an indirect victim as a youth to domestic violence. So, you know, we either have been a part of it or know someone who has. So,
right.
And so, you know, that's kind of how the story came together and how the organization came together, and everything else just kind of grew from there. But, you know, I still feel I'm in a very early stage. I'm very grateful for the things that I've been able to do for the community. But, you know, it's much bigger than me. It's much bigger than Take My Wings Back. There is just this huge need to stop domestic violence. And I'm just doing what I believe is my part to help the community.
Well, we are appreciative that the one-time event has turned into a cause that further helps those of us who have been in it a little longer than you, but not much. People think that I have been a part of this a lot longer than I have. And the truth of the matter is, and for those who are aware, you know, of my story, or maybe those who are not, I am a survivor of domestic violence and sexual assault myself. And so us starting, you know, walking into a new life, it was a very roundabout type of thing as well for us. And that one time, let me just kind of get it out kind of thing for me, and being a grassroots of one, turned into what we have today. And I'm really, really grateful for it. So, when as you're sitting here sharing your story of how you got involved with it, I'm just smiling because I remember, yeah, I'm just going to do this, and then I'm going to, you know, move on to something else. And
right.
that was not the plan, obviously, and now it is actually all I do at this point in terms of my livelihood, personally and professionally. You know, this is my cause, and this is what I believe in, and what I plan to do, you know, until, as you said, you know, God's plan changes, and unless it changes, you know, this is who I am. So the speaking, the training as Joyce Kiles, and then just the work that I do as, you know, part of the organization, they're part of me. So we're grateful that, you know, however you came into it, you are here, and ours is us to work together.
I am so excited, and I look forward to, you know, every opportunity that I have to bring awareness and to help someone. I'm very grateful, you know, to be able to do so. So, again, it may have not necessarily been the original plan, but it's God's plan, and his plan is much more bigger than mine.
and it has a lot more meaning, you know.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I want to bring out is the reason that we started Boots on the Ground in the first place, and I do share this periodically on social media as well as just on the show, but if there's someone who's listening for the first time, I really want people to understand that Boots Up on the Ground is an extension of our organization. It's a way for us to bring the communities together to talk, to discuss, to share, you know, in outlets that they might not always get the opportunity to do in that mainstream type of setting. And we really try to focus on the intersections of domestic violence. And, Latoya, that's one of the reasons that your background is so important to this work. You know, everybody cannot or should not come into this work with a survivor story, so to speak,
right,
because that might not be everyone's walk. And if that's the case, you know, if everybody is doing the same thing and has it for the same reason, then you're only going to be able to grow just so much. But in your case, you know, you came into this with the background that you do in accounting and finance and corporate America, and you're bringing those skills to a community of people who may or may not have that, or they may have had it, because we know that victims and survivors of abuse come from all walks of life. So they may have that background, but because they have been abused financially, emotionally, spiritually, however, it's been beaten down, so to speak,
right,
and it's been taken away and they've been stripped. And so they need someone to come back in and help them to regroup, to restructure, to restore. You know, and so having someone like you to come into this field and saying, okay, this was not my direct experience, but it's been my indirect experience. But I do have all these other skill sets that can help. So you're either teaching someone something new to someone, or you are reminding someone who may have that similar background that they too can have and do and live and be prosperous holistically. So I really like the fact that Boots on the Ground is really centered around the intersection of domestic violence, of sexual assault. We talk about everything on this show, from breast cancer to homelessness and poverty and, you know, education and a gamut, just the whole reproductive justice, economic justice. We talk about the importance of workforce development, because all of those things tie in to domestic violence on some level. So, you know, I can't thank you enough for you having that desire, you know, that God-inspired desire to want to get out and help, and that this is the path that he's put you on, because we need you. So we thank you.
I agree. We need each other. And I want to make a point, you know, just kind of piggybacking on what you said. For those individuals who, you know, feel that, you know, they have to have this, you know, they have to tell their story personally to be able to help. You do not have to do that.
Right.
Every event that I attend, or every collaboration that I have, or when I have my annual event, at least one person is going to come up to me and ask me, you know, was I a victim, or, you know, to share my story. And I don't have any, you know, issues in, you know, telling when I say indirect victim. You know, I don't have a problem going into it. But the one thing that I try to explain to people is, if I had never been a part of domestic violence, it is an issue here in the city of Memphis. It is an issue within our community. And so
right,
there are so many individuals who want to help, but because they fear or are not ready to tell their story, they take the back seat. And you don't have to do that, because, as you mentioned, we all have a different responsibility. We're Joyce, you tell your story. And, you know, you have other individuals who tell their story, their survivor story, and it's it's breathtaking. It really is. But, you know, someone who may not have a story that they actually came out of a domestic violence relationship directly should not feel that their story or their assistance or their desire is any less important because they don't have this story to tell. Because I'm going to tell you, to go up, to have the story to tell, you have to be willing to have went through what they went through as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I applaud you for being able to tell your story. And any individual who's able to do so, all the speakers that I have that come out to my events and share their stories, but everyone's, you know, position is not necessarily to tell their personal story. And, of course, if someone asks, I share, I tell my involvement or what I saw. I don't have an issue with that. But people in the community need to know that you can still help.
Absolutely. That's very well said. And that really, really truly sums up what the point that I wanted to make with all of that is, you know, whether you're behind the scenes, frontline, you're sharing your story, you're not sharing, you know, just help, just support. You never know what you bring to the table, what that will do to encourage the help and support of others. So, you know, everybody can't do the same thing, and they shouldn't. And they shouldn't for any gamut of reasons. You know, I've had people to ask me about certain things about me that I'm not interested in sharing. And that's my right to do that. You know, I share enough of myself for people to really get an understanding of who I am and what I went through. And I'm very transparent about that, and I really feel that that speaks to my credibility in part because I am transparent. But even in that transparency, we all still have things that we need to keep guarded. Sometimes not even a want to keep guarded. It's a need to do that. So I love that you put that together so eloquently. And just help wherever you can and wherever you're most comfortable, and do it with the understanding that it's your right to give as little or as much of yourself as you choose to. So having said that, this is probably a good time for me to ask you how people can get in touch with you.
Okay. Well, there's a few ways. My direct phone number, I'm going to put it out there, is 901-672-4455. That is directly to me. There's no receptionist. It goes directly to me. that is my contact number. On the website, which is www.takemywingsback.org, there is a page, probably the fourth or fifth page, that has a contact page. And you can also go directly through the website and contact, and that information comes directly to our system. Or you can email takemywingsback@gmail.com. And for any information regarding, you know, assistance or volunteering or donating, any information about our events should be posted on our website. But, again, those are the three ways that, you know, we can be contacted directly.
And please know, as we always share our information regarding the different guests that we've had on the show, that we do always post that information. So we will have information on the website. We will also have it on our social media site. So if you have not already liked Walking Into a New Life on Facebook, please do so. It is listed just as Walking Into a New Life Incorporated. The same way with Boots on the Ground. If you're on social media, please find us on Facebook at Boots on the Ground Radio Show. And we are also on Twitter as Walking Into a New Life. So lots of ways to connect with us on social media. And then, of course, the website is www.winl.org. Excuse me, again, that's winl.org. You can call us directly at 901-466-6182, or you can email us at info@winl.org. So, again, lots of ways to find us. You find us, you will find LaToya. LaToya's information will be listed on the site, and like I said, it'll be on Facebook. So you'll see us tweet out the show. You'll see information about Take My Wings Back on social media. So I strongly encourage you all to connect with her, find out more about her services, more about her why. And if you would, LaToya, just quickly tell us a little bit about what you found to be the most gratifying, what you found to be the most disheartening about what you do.
I would say the most disheartening would be some of the conversations that I've had with youth, with our youth. Again, I speak at schools and, you know, career days, and, you know, children are very transparent. And so, you know, we'll talk.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yes. We will talk about what is domestic violence, or do you know what it is? And, you know, you'll have some that says no, or some that say, yes, I know. And they'll go ahead and give me all of the information they know. And I'm actually sitting there in shock of the details that they're giving. And the details is not because they've read it. The details is because they've seen it. And so
Right. We
talked a few, you know, a little bit ago about, you know, individuals on the outside just telling someone just to leave. And although that may sound easy, we know that that's not easy for adults. But the disheartening part for me is that the children who are suffering in these domestic violence homes, they don't have the opportunity or, you know, the luxury or the, you know, the means to just jump up and leave. And if you know, heard before, I'm sure we've all heard the phrase before, what happens in this house
stays in this house. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of kids are afraid to speak up. And so some of the times when I'm actually at my events, those are opportunities that they vent and that they talk about what they're going through. So, again, when I hear it from a youth perspective on what they're dealing with, that becomes very disheartening for me. And
Right. Gratifying,
I would say probably a couple of things. Number one, of course, is when someone comes back to me and say they've actually left an abusive relationship. Although I know that's just the beginning, that is still very gratifying for me. And another gratifying point would be when someone comes and tells me that they have actually gained a skill or a job as a result of some of the training services that we've provided. Again, we take typing for granted. We take formatting a resume for granted.
Right.
We take these things for granted that we have access to, but it's not because these women or men don't want to, they haven't had to or haven't been given the opportunity. So when someone can come back and say, you know, LaToya, I was able to present that resume and, you know, I'm starting a job on Monday, or, you know, I looked really nice in my suit that I had on, you know.
Right.
Again, that's very gratifying for me.
Awesome. And I love hearing that, you know, there's nothing better than having someone come back up to you and tell them how what you've done with them has made a difference. You know, they say, please smile, make sure you smile, because two people will be positively impacted by it, you and the other person. So I think that's great. Do you have any events that are coming up that you'd like to share with our audience?
Yes. Well, our monthly workshops, those dates are usually posted on the website they're typically around the second week, but it could vary of the month. But any upcoming workshops will be posted on our website. We actually have our annual event, our third annual event, that's coming up November the 4th. It's going to be held at Burt Ferguson Community Center in Cordova. This is where we had our event last year.
Okay.
As we get closer to the event, the times, again, will be posted. It will be broadcast. The times are kind of hard to pinpoint so far away. But for the most part, it will be on November the 4th. Again, Take My Wings Back, our third annual domestic violence awareness event. And, again, it will be held at the Burt Ferguson Community Center in Cordova.
Okay. Well, then, let me ask you, you know, what, if anything, you would need from our listening audience that would help you to ensure that Take My Wings Back has what it needs to keep going. So anything that you need or would like to suggest that would be of help, please let us know.
Sure. Well, this is a nonprofit organization, and, you know, we want to make sure that our victims and survivors and advocates, you know, when they come in contact with our services, when they come to our events, that there's no charge. If ever I feel I have to charge, then I probably will not be having the event. So, you know, this is a free service. This is free training to the individuals. However, as you and I both know, funding is required. And so
right.
It has to be funded in some type of way. So, of course, we ask that you donate to our organization if you're able to. We ask that you support our events. Support our annual event that's coming up. You know, bring someone, tell someone. You have no idea who you could be impacting just by telling them, hey, let's come out to this event and share. You don't know how you're impacting someone's life just by inviting them to our event. And to come out and support all of the domestic violence awareness events in the city of Memphis. Everyone, again, has different areas that they're focusing in. I'll say this once and I'll say it again. It's not about me. It's not just about take my wings back. It's about, you know, stopping domestic violence in our community. If you're interested in donating, you can go onto our website. There is a PayPal link where you can actually submit your donations.
You know, and I appreciate the modesty that you have and the unselfish way that you speak and carry yourself. You know, we've had a chance to talk offline about things, and I just want the listening audience to know that she is very much about making sure that you attend community events, not just take my wings back, but mine and anyone else who's working in this field. So, you know, while I strongly, strongly ask you that you do consider making a monetary donation to Take My Wings Back, but also give up your time, spread the word. You know, so much of what people can do really doesn't cost us anything but time. And in this technological age that we live in, you can send a tweet, a text message, a post, you know, in a matter of seconds, minutes, and get the word out and just share. So, you know, please consider working with Take My Wings Back. Get in touch with the organization and find out what you can do to help. But as she said, I strongly do encourage you all to not just take a look at what Take My Wings Back is doing, but also, you know, just the work of everyone. And no matter what part of the city, country you may be in, because we are blessed to have people around the globe to be able to listen to the show. So wherever you are, help where you can, do what you can, and don't always think about it in terms of money, because time is so valuable, and we need, you know, as I say, many hands make light work. So
yeah.
Just always keep that in mind.
And I do want to say I love my volunteers. They are awesome, and any volunteers, you know, you just have to put, you know, take your hat off to them, because they do it because they care, and I certainly love and appreciate all the volunteers of Take My Wings Back and all the volunteers that I've come in contact with other organizations.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. We do have a couple of other points that we want to make sure that we get to before the show actually comes to a close. But I do want to take a moment to just make a couple of announcements and acknowledgments about Walking Into a New Life. You know, this past week we had a fundraiser with Chipotle. Chipotle donated 50% of their proceeds to our organization on this past Thursday, and I cannot tell you all how incredibly grateful I am that people shared the information, that they came out, you know, that they called and said, you know, I'm on my way, or for those who weren't able to make it, but you decided, you know what, I'll just donate to you all directly. I can't get out there to actually pick up dinner, but I will help and I'll support where I can. You all have no idea how much that means to us as an organization, but to me personally, because this is something that I'm really passionate about. And it is, you know, walking into a new life is as much about my walk as it is the community that we strive so hard to serve. So I just wanted to acknowledge that, thank Chipotle for doing that for us. We do plan on doing it again. And I just want to thank everyone who contributed in whatever fashion that they did to make sure that the word was spread about the fundraiser. And then, like I said, just coming out and being the support, that means so very much. The other thing that I wanted to mention, too, as we start to kind of wrap up the show, is I wanted to make sure people are aware that our quarterly pampering support day for victims, survivors, and advocates is coming up in August. So make sure that you are keeping up with us on our website because that information is posted there. Also, if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, please make sure you get to the website and do that as soon as possible. You know, shoot us an email at info@wianl.org. Let us know you want to be added. But always, always try to tell everyone. Everything you need to know or want to know or be connected to us is on that website. So go to wianl.org. Get familiar with who we are and what we're doing and how you can get involved. We would love to have you join us as a volunteer. Love to have you join us at one of our events. The next couple that we have, just to say those dates, we have our Think for Your Life part two because we did the first one in April, and it was such a huge success that we're doing it again in August. So expect to see special guest live performances as well as the lip sync battle, the karaoke battle. We'll have some great giveaways. It was just an awesome event. And the live performances that were given, especially by our special guest, is one to remember. So we were really excited about that. We want you to come out again. It's August 11th, and it's going to be at Drew's Bar. The information is on the site. And one of our biggest events for the year will take place September 30th. Excuse me, it's going to be our Talk to Me, a Healthy Relationships Conference. And it will feature as our special keynote Mr. Tony Porter, who is the co-founder of A Call to Men. He's done TED Talk. He's an NFL MBA advisor, international lecturer, speaker, author. He's just an all-around phenomenal person. And he brings a wealth of knowledge. So you're going to hear a lot of good information about the roles that we play as men, as women, and the best part of all for me, in addition to our other speakers, which is Katrina Kimball and Kevin Reed, who are here locally, the best part about all of this for me personally is that my husband and I will be facilitating the conference. And he's one of those people who are behind the scenes. And LaToya, he has a background that is somewhat similar to yours in terms of, you know, being involved with project management and things of that nature. Domestic violence was not his interest. It just wasn't something that he set in to do. But he took an interest in me as a person to help me on the business end of things when I was going through my transition. And that relationship turned into a friendship, a business relationship, and ultimately a marriage. So we will really talk about that at the conference. So, yeah, another example of intersections and how we all, no matter what walk of life you're in, there's something we can all do. So
I'm just excited. I
look forward to having you there. And, you know, those who plan to attend, please know that this is going to be a candid type of it. So if you're looking for, oh, it's sweet and rosy and just, you're not going to get that here, you know. We're going to talk about what it means to be in a healthy relationship and health and wellness for us as individuals, not just as a couple, but who you are as a person. What do you need as a person? How can you be poured into as an individual? Because as we all know, or we're going to learn for those who may have gotten out of touch with it, you cannot fully be in tune with other people and fully love them the way that you could and should if you are not pouring into yourself, if you're not loving yourself, if you're not taking care of yourself. So a lot of great things are going to happen at that conference. So we invite you, again, to just go to the website, take a look, because everything is posted there, and we will continue to add things as we go. So I just want to kind of bring those points out about what we're doing and just to thank everyone. But at this time, what I would like for you to do, LaToya Mitchell, is to just take a few moments out to just talk to us about any takeaways that you would want our listening audience to get from you and, you know, just any of your last thoughts. So the floor is yours.
Well, again, thank you for the opportunity to be on the show and to, you know, to just be able to speak with you and learn more about, you know, the efforts that you're doing here in the city of Memphis. Domestic violence, in my opinion, is everyone's business. Anytime you hear me speak, you'll probably hear me say something on those lines. Domestic violence, it's all of our business. And it is not, you know, impossible to change. Need individuals and everyone to know in the city of Memphis, domestic violence is about changing behavior. We make conscious efforts to do anything that we want to do. When we want to save for something, we want to plan to go on a trip, when we want to impress someone, we make every effort to do those things. Domestic violence is about taking personal accountability. There's a phrase that, or a summary that people say, you know, you can't argue by yourself or you can't fight by yourself. That is a true statement. So as individuals, we have to take personal accountability of what role we play in domestic violence. We need to, as a community, step up. You know, your part in helping someone may be totally different from mine. You may not decide to be a facilitator or host an event. However, you may be that one person that decides to dial 911. There are so many people who have lost lives because someone has stood back and said, you know what, it's not my business. So I want everyone to, you know, take this time to change your mindset about our community and just help Joyce and I, help all the organizations here in the city of Memphis decrease the violence that's here in Memphis. Again, you'll definitely hear more from Take My Wings Back, but again, I encourage everyone to participate in our events, Walking a New Life, and just any events here in our community.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and share with us. It is really, truly greatly appreciated. And, you know, hats off to you for the work that you do. You said that this is still relatively new, but no one would know that by the way that you carry yourself and the professionalism in which your organization operates. You seem to know what you're doing quite well, and again, we're just grateful to be able to have you on the show and be able to have you as yet another community partner. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And listeners, as always, I appreciate you. Again, if this is your first time tuning in, we hope that we have done or said something that will encourage you to come back and join us again next week. Also, if you have not connected to us yet on social media, as I said, please find us on Facebook with Walking Into a New Life or with Boots on the Ground so that you can stay abreast of what we have to offer, you know, who's coming up next on the show, our next guest, or go back and listen to some of the replays. Let me just say that really quickly. We have had some really, really wonderful people on this show. I've learned so much about health, about wellness, about everything from reproductive justice to economic empowerment. We've even had the opportunity to have, you know, celebrities on this show. One of my favorite recording artists is Raheem Devon. If you don't know who he is, look him up. He has a nonprofit called Love Life Foundation, and one of his signature programs is centered around domestic violence. So, you know, he was gracious enough to do a show with us and talk and share not just about his organization, but learning a little bit more about him as a person, and that means a lot to me. So, You know, we've talked about performing arts. So, again, this show is about intersections. So it's not just solely about domestic violence, but we also understand, as LaToya so eloquently put, it is everybody's business. Everyone is affected by this in some shape, form, or fashion, whether it's directly or indirectly. In Memphis, we had 226 or 28 homicides. I'm a little off about what number that is. It was 220-something. The point, the most significant point of all of that, is that it was a record high number of homicides. And of that, the two biggest reasons for the homicides were gang-related and related to domestic violence. So that says that right here in Shelby County, we really have a serious problem with domestic violence. Therefore, it is everyone's business. So whether it's directly affecting you or indirectly affecting you, you are affected by it. And so with that, I want to encourage each and every one of you, check on your loved ones, you know, take inventory of who you are and where you are in your life and the relationships that you have with individuals. If you feel that you may be a victim of domestic violence, or if you're someone who's coming out or know someone who is and is in need of help, support, education, resources, that's what this show is all about. And we have a whole list of different people for you to connect to. So start with us, and if we don't have it, we can likely connect you to someone who can at least get you directed and started on the right path, because that's what walking into a new life is about. So having said that, thank you, listening audience, for tuning in. As you always do, continue to spread the word, share this information with others, you know, share the replays, go back and listen to them yourself. And again, all of Take My Wings information will be available on our site as well as social media, so that you can go back and listen to the replays and get the information that you need and connect with her. So have a wonderful rest of the evening. Go into your week with peace, prosperity, open minds, open hearts, and be ready to empower the world. I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and this has been another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. Thanks for tuning in.